So
how'd you know Ed?
I didn't know him well, but I used to see him fairly often down at the criminal court dockets. And he also played tennis pretty close to my house over here. So I've talked to him a handful of times. Always very friendly, nice guy. It's very sad to see, you know, the news yesterday. He always had a story to tell in my, you know, dealings with him. So yeah, I was very shocked, probably like everyone else.
Yeah, Ed, what an honorable lawyer, and his, my heart breaks for Dan Brown and his, their, and Ed's family and Dan's family and everybody at the firm. It's very sad. Ed, what a great character, strong care, you know, person, which, you know, in terms of, you know, lawyers who advertise in on TV, they broke the mold in terms of being quality, hardworking, dedicated lawyers. Not that I'm, you know, people have this view of lawyers on TV, and if you watch their, some of their long stuff, they were great. I loved them. I would watch them. I would watch them as a leading lawyer. And they're just with their mom, and just what a great family and what great hardworking lawyers. It's just heartbreaking. I can't even talk about it, honestly.
I will say, I moved to St. Louis in 2011. He was one of the first lawyers that I saw, you know, because of his advertisements, and learning his reputation and seeing it was so high was, I guess, something that I wanted to, I guess, model my career after in some ways, because a lot of lawyers advertise a lot, and I don't mean any disrespect to anyone specifically when I say this, but some of the bigger personal injury lawyers that advertise a lot through, you know, TV and billboards don't necessarily have that reputation, and you don't hear other lawyers you know, talk about them as reverently as was the case with that. Mm-hmm.